Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.
Registrations for electric vehicles were significantly up year on year. Over 20,000 new vehicles, which are EVs, were licensed so far this year. Now, Derek Riley is the founder of Nevo, Ireland's largest EV show dedicated to clean energy and sustainable mobility. It's happening on Friday for business and on Saturday for the consumer. And Derek is with me now. Good morning and welcome, Derek.
Thank you, Pat.
You have the latest, the very latest stats on EV registrations.
Hot off the presses for October from the SIMI, the Society for the Irish Motor Industry, EVs are up 39% year on year. And then if we look month on month, they're up 34% versus October last year. Electric vehicles, the most popular vehicle registered in October. And the trend continues so far this year that EVs are more popular than diesel.
More popular than diesel and petrol?
Petrol is still up there. Petrol is still number one. People still like that, and they're still more affordable with a smaller electric, or smaller price tags. Usually,
now,
on it.
When you talk about EVs, are you talking about the PHEVs and the hybrids as well as the pure electric, or are you talking about pure electric?
Pure electric, battery electric vehicles. PHEVs, plug-in electric vehicles, are up as well year on year at 53%.
Okay, but significantly EVs, pure EVs, where people know they're going, the only source of mobility they have is electricity.
Correct.
They are significantly up.
Up 39% year on year.
Okay, what are the most popular models?
So far this year, we're talking the likes of the ID4, Tesla Model 3, Model Y, Kia are up there in the top five so far this year, with the EV3 and the EV4 as well. So great to see it.
Now, you have the show coming up on Friday and Saturday. What's happening on Friday versus Saturday?
Friday is very much a business-focused day. So you may have a fleet of company cars or electric company vans, and you're thinking about going electric. So we have talks about that. We have vans there and cars there, as well as test drives. And then we also have talks about smart energy to power these electric vehicles. And then the overall arching topic of sustainability for your business. So we've three different themes throughout the day. So it's not just about electric cars and vans for your business.
Now, do we know how many delivery vans currently are out there? I know OnPost have a fleet of EVs, and we know that, for example, Bus Éireann, or Bus Eireann Clí, I think, have EVs. So what's the state of that development?
Difficult to get it in because it is very much a bigger investment. An electric bus is more expensive than a diesel or a combustion engine bus, and the same with vans. But what we're seeing is businesses are able to crunch the numbers and look at that total cost of ownership and able to say, do you know what, if we invest in electric now, yes, it's a bit more expensive. And there are subsidies available for those purchase prices. But we also know the running costs are going to be much less over time. And the potential for bi-directional, being able to sell that energy back to the grid from your fleet to be able to generate a revenue line item for your budget.
Explain that.
So you could have a fleet of 10, 100, 1,000 vans delivering during the day, but then they're finished at 4 or 5 o'clock in the evening, and that's when the peak hits the actual grid. People are going home, putting on their dinners, and the fleet could potentially sell the energy back in their batteries to the grid to shave that peak and generate revenue.
And then they have to recharge in the off-peak hours.
Correct.
In the middle
overnight,
of the night.
Yeah. Lower cost and greener, actually, because it's wind is blowing and there isn't a lot of industry on during night.
Are contracts available with the various electricity suppliers to buy that power at a price that makes sense? Because sometimes when they buy back from the person with solar panels on the roof, they pay them chicken feed.
Yeah, it's getting better and better, and competition in the marketplace is showing that more energy providers in Ireland, we can look across the continental Europe, that more developed EV markets are seeing that you're getting off for better prices for your export tariff.
Now, you have a very simple, I suppose it's an aide-memoir as to why there is a growth in EV sales. And that's what you call the three C's.
Correct, yeah.
What are the three C's?
More confidence in the batteries themselves, more chargers out in the roads, and more choice, Pat. We're going to have 120 electric vehicles at the show on Friday and Saturday. On Friday, we'll have more electric vans inside, and we'll swap them out for cars for the consumer day, the general public day on the Saturday. So there's more choice there. More confidence in the range for the battery. For new electric vehicles, the average range is 450 kilometres. So when I'm going home to Belmullet over in the West Coast, that's 320 kilometres, Dublin to Belmullet, coast to coast, I need to stop, my bladder won't last that long. And then you also have more chargers on the network as well.
Now, can I believe if the manufacturer says you've got 450 kilometers, can I believe that? I've got the air conditioning on because it's a summer's day and the battery will give me more capacity on a summer's day, I know. But it's a winter day, the wipers are going, the heater's going. What does the 450 become?
It becomes probably 380, real world range, we like
to call
it.
So you still get to Balmullet, do you?
You still get to Balmullet without having to stop, and that's the main thing, the centre of the universe. But joking aside, batteries are getting bigger and bigger, more efficient. The recent world record winning EV run for a single charge is 1,200 kilometres. That's with a Lucid Air, an American model. But that technology and that efficiency will start rolling down to more affordable electric vehicles.
Now
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Must better range in the batteries, and one of the technologies is solid state. We promised that by Toyota a couple of years ago. Haven't seen it yet, but I'm told it's about to arrive.
Imminent.
MG have one running currently in China, I know.
Correct, yeah, so we're seeing that. But like I said before we started, Pat, I think that we're getting to the sweet spot of fastest charging times, size of battery, and range of battery. Again, I can get any new electric vehicle and drive across the country without having to stop and charge. So really, we're getting to the stage where we're looking for more efficiencies, whether it's faster charging speeds or better energy density. But yes, solid state battery has been talked about, and we're getting closer.
Yeah. Now, most people, when they look at their car usage, they say, well, I never go to Balmullet, actually. I only go down to the supermarket, or I go to the school, or I go to my place of work, which is only 20 kilometres away. Do people overspec their electric vehicles out of range anxiety?
Yeah, range anxiety I don't like to talk about. I'd say range awareness, but absolutely. People think of those one or two longer journeys, whether it's Dingle, Balmullet or Donegal, whether it's once or twice a year, but really you should be buying an EV based on, or any car, based on your daily or the majority of your routes, the 90-95% day-to-day. And yes, it would be cheaper, more affordable because it's a smaller battery, easier to charge, but you will may need to stop and charge then when you do those longer runs.
What can people do on Saturday? I mean, I mentioned earlier they could clamber into these models and have a look at them, you know, because the interior is very important to many
it's
people.
It's touch and feel for sure, yeah. Pat. And what last year I saw people walking around with booster seats and baby seats to see if they'll fit in the back. People are opening and closing the boots to make sure that the dogs get in. But during the day, we're going to have the Bank of Ireland stage where people can go along and listen to the talks about electric vehicles on both days. Again, we have the SSE Electricity test drive experience, so people can book in their test drives. If you register today, you'll be able to book in advance, so you know you'll be driving the MG S5 at 3 o'clock on the Saturday afternoon, so you can work your day around that. I'll be doing live demos on the ESB live demo area. And probably the biggest thing for the show was our main vehicle launch is going to be the Nissan Leaf and the Micra. Nissan Leaf in 2010 launched in Ireland. Back then, people weren't even thinking about electric vehicles, Pat.
There was a very low range of 40 kilometres or something, or 40
miles.
Well, no,
it was more than that, but it was 24 kilowatt hours, about 140 kilometres range at the time. But what we're seeing is now the brand new models coming through. So they've sold millions of Leafs around the world, but we're going to be launching at the show the Nissan Leaf and the all-new electric Nissan Micra.
Okay, so the Micra used to be the granny's favourite. So it's now got an electric version.
Full electric. It only comes in the electric version, and it's based, it's going to be a five-door hatchback, beautiful little thing, and has some styling elements based on some of the original Nissan Micras that are in the market.
And granny, the aforementioned, might get a surprise at the acceleration.
Exactly, the torque, the
EVs,
instant torque,
yeah,
for sure.
Instant torque. Okay, now your own demo, what does that involve?
So I have a YouTube channel for Nevo, and what we do is we actually do full reviews, driving reviews, and with the live demo, what people wanted to see was we'd be bringing in the latest models into the live demo area, and I'd be walking around pointing out the highlights and the features of the vehicles on the business day for commercial vehicles and on the consumer day on the passenger cars.
Cheapest car that'll be there on Saturday?
It's going to be probably in around that Hyundai Inster sub €20,000. We're also going to have the Leapmotor T03 at under €19,000 and the BYD Dolphin Surf, again, around that €19,000. So we've got three electric models for under €20,000.
And these are competitive with the equivalent in petrol or
absolutely,
diesel.
Even cheaper. Okay. And some of them are only available in electric.
Now, how much does it cost to get into this?
Free to attend.
Oh, free to attend.
Just register.
But you have to register. How many are you expecting?
So we're targeting 25,000 to 30,000 on the Saturday, and we're getting very close to that number. So we maybe, I'd say register today rather than leave it on the long finger.
I was there last year and it was jammed.
Absolutely jammed. We ran it twice last year. We did it in February and we also ran it in November. So to run two of the largest motor shows in Ireland in 1 year, we said we'd do it over 2 days this year. And we're really excited for it.
Okay, so you think for people who are contemplating that new car, maybe for 2026, that the only way to go is electric?
No, not at all. Come along and take the test drive. Talk to the experts on the stands. There's going to be dealers there. Dealers want to sell a car that suits your lifestyle. They're not going to try and force you into an electric car just because they want to sell EVs. They don't want you coming back in a month's time or 2 months' time saying, that car is a disaster. I can't charge at home. I might live in an apartment. I mightn't have off-street parking. So there are some considerations. You might do a lot of range. You might be a rep on the road and you're traveling up and down the country. So we want to make sure at Nivo that the right vehicle is for you. And if it's electric, that's great, but get you into the right car.
Okay, finally, running costs. You mentioned that they're lower. Obviously, there are fewer moving parts and there's no carbon knocking around to choke up valves and all the rest of it, and no exhaust pipe and no catalytic converter that can be robbed by ne'er-do-wells. So typically the cost of running a car over a five-year life.
Probably talking 30 or 40% more affordable than a combustion engine vehicle, but crunch your own numbers, you'll know your mileage and you'll also know what tariffs you can sign up to, because there are specific EV overnight tariffs and the ability to charge your vehicle overnight and to wake up in the morning with an electric vehicle. And then you've got the benefits, Pat, of having solar as well. So if you've got solar and it's parked up at home during the day, you'll be charging for free.
Very good. Derek, how do people register now?
Just head over to nevo.ie and you can register for your free ticket.
nevo.ie and you can register. Do it quick or you won't get a place. Derek Riley, founder of Nevo, thank you very much for joining us. Now,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.